Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 136, talking about before letting things go past its time. The Gemara talks about how Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua, visited the home of the son of Rav Edi Bar Avin, and he prepared for them a third-born calf that was 7 days old. So the Gemara goes on to talk about how he did it very quickly. It might have been before its time, but I want to focus on a different idea. The fact that he slaughtered something for them right away, even though it was technically before its time. The calf was on the seventh day. The calf was in only the seventh day of its life. So even though the Gemara goes on to say how they wouldn't eat from it because it's too fast, but think about the idea, touch upon the point, that he wanted to do Hachnasas Orchim so badly, the sage, that he would take this calf, this newly born calf, and take it even before it was technically its time, because he had zerizus for the mitzvah, in my opinion. He had alacrity for the ideal. Hachnasas Orchim is such a wonderful mitzvah, one of my favorite mitzvahs, actually. We should really do what we can to have our alacrity, have our zeal, and have our energy and our passion to do the mitzvah. Something that comes to your hand, there's a famous pasuk, don't let it become chametz. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, don't let it become leaven. Don't let it be lost. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the Ari Miklat, even though they wouldn't take effect until Yehoshua's time. And that's why Moshe moved and did his mitzvahs right away, the second he was commanded, even though he could have waited, even though he could have taken time. Because when a mitzvah comes to your hand, when an opportunity presents itself, you should have carpe diem, to take that phrase, lahavdil, you should seize the day, you should do what you can right away today. Something that comes to your hand, an opportunity that comes to you, a chance that is presented at your doorstep, you should grab life by the horns, grab the opportunity by its reins, and take care of it right away. If you don't do it now, it might not never get done. The Gemara says, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Why would you save something for tomorrow? Maybe you won't do it. I think Pirkei Avos talks about it, the Talmud talks about that if you put off tomorrow, who says you'll have time tomorrow? If you put it off for tomorrow, it may never get done. That's why you should do it today, because why will you say, when will I learn? I will learn later. I'll do it another time. Al tomar ech kisha efne shema lo tepana is the phraseology. I don't think it's the exact phraseology. I'm thinking of the eighth day song, Lahavdil, but there is a phraseology, and I'm sorry for misunderstanding and misstating the statement, but when you have the opportunity, don't say, I'll learn later, because you may never have the time to learn. You may never get that chance again. If something comes to your hand, you have the ability, do it right away. You find out that someone needs food, season it right now, because otherwise someone else will take it. We think about all of these meal trains, these potlucks, and all of these things, take them a meal. When someone has a child or someone has a wonderful thing that happens in their life, lahavdil, lahavdil, we should know from such things. If someone has a terrible thing in their life, also they need help. But look at how fast these meal trains can fill up. And if your spouse tells you, your family tells you, your friend tells you about it, don't wait to check on it in 100 hours. Don't wait to check on it later tonight. It might be filled up and you might have lost that opportunity. So take the opportunity. Just as the sage was so alacritous, was so full of zeal to serve them, he took that calf that wasn't even 8 days old, even though they wouldn't eat it, but he wanted to serve them. He wanted to give it to them. He was so rushing to do the opportunity. So should we in all of our endeavors, in all of our life. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 137 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.